Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the GTC's H1 2011 results. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode until we conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If anyone should require assistance during the conference, press star then zero on your telephone. Just to remind you, this conference call is being recorded. I would now like to hand over to the chairperson, Małgorzata Czaplicka. Please begin your meeting, and I'll be standing by.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you to our semi-annual results conference call. I'm here with the members of the management board of GTC, Mr. Piotr Krolenko, Mr. Mariusz Kozłowski, Mr. Jacek Wachowicz, Mr. Erez Boniel, and Mr. Ali Alroy, as well as Hagai Haral. The presentation will be given by Mr. Ali Alroy together with Mariusz Kozłowski and Erez Boniel. I will hand over to Ali right now.
Hello, everyone. I will start with the highlights of Q2. Clearly, the most important event in Q2 was the sale of Galeria Mokotów. This is a project that we started in 2000. We managed to sell the second part lately in Q2 at a price of 475 million euro, one building, at an exit yield, which is exceptional, 5.6%, bringing to GTC 110 million euro of free cash after tax. In that context, I would like to say that this is a typical move for GTC. We developed the asset. We got to the value that is reflected by the price, by the selling price, and now we are moving in parallel to build two shopping malls in Warsaw. One of them is in Wilanów, together with Polnord. We are the leading partner, 50%. It's now in the design process, statutory process. The second one, we published part of the information. More information will be available in the next few weeks, but we are basically compiling the land of a new shopping mall in the northeast part of Warsaw. It's going to be a big mall, and the land is already zoned for shopping malls. So in a nutshell, we're exiting from one, and we are going to get involved in two big shopping malls in Warsaw. The second event that was the highlight in Q2 was the completion of building number four in Platinum Park, which we consider to be probably the best business park in Poland. We handed over it to Aviva Group on time. We're now building phase number five, which is about 60% pre-leased. Once we achieve 70%, we'll start phase number six. We're about to get the building permit probably in the next month or so, and then before the end of the year, we plan to start Platinum phase six, which is basically the last phase of this project in Mokotów. The next highlight is completing Avenue Mall in Osijek, the fourth largest city in Croatia. We open it at 90% pre-lease. Osijek is the fourth largest city in Croatia. The project is very nice. We are working now on improving the traffic there and leasing the last 10% that we have. We bought a piece of land for a new office project, which is called Anna Building in Bucharest. We plan to start construction at the end of this year. This is an exceptional location, walking distance from a beautiful office building that we have built in Bucharest, which is called Citygate. In the countries out of Poland, we're buying land in a very selective manner, and this is an example for that. The building will be 30,000 square meter. GTC part is 50%. The location, as I said, is great, and we feel very comfortable in this part of Bucharest to go ahead with office schemes. The last one we have built, which is Citygate 2 Towers, 45,000 square meter of GLA, is 95% leased, and we have a long history of building offices in Bucharest since 1999. So we do feel that we fill the market even today very well. The average rent we get in Citygate is around 19 euro per square meter plus the service charge. The rental revenues went up to 26 million euro, which is a plus 9% year on year in the second quarter, and up to 50 million euro, which is 5% year on year in the whole half year of 2011. The gross profit from operation at 25 million euro in the second quarter and 47 million euro in the half year of 2011. The real evaluation in impairment loss is 38 million euro. It reflects in a way a conservative approach and the general macroeconomic trends. I would like to elaborate because this line of revaluation was a surprise to some of the analysts, and I would like to elaborate on that. We took a conservative approach here on one hand due to the rents that we had to give some reduction in rents in some of the projects because of the difficulties in leasing out a project in Romania, Bulgaria, and in Croatia. We had to give some fit-out contribution and increase temporarily the rents, but over time, we think there's also an upside here because some of the projects are not 100% leased, so the upside might be once we lease the whole 100%, and over time, we are confident that we'll do it eventually. We'll also, some of the projects today are under-rented in the sense that, again, over time, we believe that the rent will go up, and there is a hidden value once this rent will go up in this project as well. And another point that I'd like to mention is that we had to inject more than we anticipated equity into ongoing projects in the subsidiaries, which is amounts to all to about 150 million euro. This amount we did not anticipate to do so, and the reason for that is because we did not meet in the timetable. We did not meet the leasing criteria set by the project financing. Once we get stabilized income and the rents and the percentage of rent will go up, we will be able to get back this money of the 150 million over time into the system. So this equity is temporarily in those projects. I'd like to mention that the investment of 104 million euro compared to 82 in the corresponding period of 2010, I mean the first half year. The overall completed commercial space of GTC after sale of Galeria Mokotov is 536,000 square meter. Mariusz will give you an update on the markets.
Hello, everybody. I will give our observation on the trends in real estate markets in the region. However, it's based on first 6 months, and obviously we cannot judge yet, or we don't see yet the effect of last 2-3 weeks in the capital markets, which we believe will have some effect on the real estate markets. On the office market, the largest and the best performing is Poland, specifically Warsaw. In the first half of the year, the total take-up was more than 300,000 square meters. The supply continues to be low, restricted by bank financing for new developments. The vacancy rate came down to 6% in Warsaw. I believe that the current developments in financial markets will affect attitude of banks towards risk and towards development. So the expected supply of new projects for 2013 may not necessarily meet analyst expectations. I believe that the supply will be less due to difficulties in getting financing, particularly for large-scale projects. We saw in the first half of the year quite good demand for space in secondary cities. The good trends from Warsaw started to finally spill over to regional cities. It was reflected by large lease transactions in Łódź. There was big pre-let for 10,000 square meters of Infosys. And GTC last week signed transaction for 2,000 square meters in University Business Park, which has an option to be expanded to 4,000 square meters with a large, well-known international financial institution. We see that Łódź is becoming more and more popular among international talents because it's close to Warsaw, because it has a well-skilled, low-cost labor and also availability of office space. Moving south of Poland, market in Prague is quite stable. Market in Bratislava is quite strong, even stronger than Warsaw, we would say, because the supply is very low. And there is a big demand from international talents. Bratislava is very close to Vienna, and a lot of international tenants are present in Bratislava. Also, central locations in Bucharest were performing very well. Our Citygate office achieved very good rents, which gave us appetite, obviously, to start another project, which Eli mentioned, Anna Tower, in the next proximity. Also, market in Belgrade looks quite interesting. The city is almost as big as Warsaw with a very low level of saturation. I think modern office stock in Belgrade is not more than 20-25% of Warsaw's office stock. At this moment, there is only one project under construction, one office project of around 6,000 square meters. And we would like to start over there, subject to, of course, pre-let, GTC Square second stage, for which we have already term sheet with the bank. Also, interesting trends in Budapest. Despite nominally high vacancy, above 20%, the prospects for next year look better because of low supply. It's more than 50% lower than in previous years. And basically the vacancy is fragmented with Vacsiút area, quite popular and well occupied, and peripheral non-central locations with bigger vacancy. On retail market, it's very closely correlated with the local purchasing power of local catchment areas. So in Poland, malls are performing very well, and Warsaw specifically is outstanding, with increasing traffic and turnovers. The feedback from tenants who heard about our plans to develop malls in Warsaw are very encouraging. Actually, they keep asking when is the start and when is the openings, because there is no mall where the space is available in Warsaw, and lots of international newcomers would like to start their expansion in the region from Warsaw. The most troubled markets are Southeastern Europe, which was under impact of Greek and generally Euro debt crisis. The purchasing power there dropped and is at low level. Particularly in secondary cities in Croatia, in Bulgaria and Romania. And there we had to give temporary discounts to tenants in order to pass through the difficult time, which visibly had effect on valuations. However, we're looking at the expansion plans of large retailers such as H&M and Inditex. We feel there is a long-term potential in those markets after we pass the current turbulences. Zara and H&M are expanding in Romania, and they're expanding in Bulgaria. They're entering now Croatia, and normally they were the trendsetters, and other retailers were following them. On investment market, Poland and Czech Republic is the main target of investors as the most stable markets. Typical buyers still are German open-ended funds and some UK and US funds. Lately, we saw in Poland transactions in secondary cities, in shopping centers conducted by Blackstone Group, which gives us good feeling about appetite of investors in the region. Also, the transaction of Galeria Mokotów set a new benchmark for valuations for prime shopping centers. We see some appetite, more risk appetite from, at least we've seen in until 2 weeks ago, to invest in prime projects also in Budapest and Bucharest, looking therefore higher yields, and in Budapest particularly attracted by basically the bottom and very low level of rental rates. So this is the big picture which we saw, and I will pass now to Erez for a detailed description of our financial results.
Good afternoon. I will start the financial review by commenting on the portfolio. The investment property post Galeria Mokotów sale, the total completed portfolio account for 536,000 square meter. 50% of the assets are located in Poland, whilst between 9 to 16% are located in each of Hungary, Romania, Serbia, and Croatia. This gives a diversification of stabilization on one hand in having the Polish portfolio with growth potential coming from both regions, SE and CE. The average occupancy in the portfolio is 84%. Still several assets have big vacancy, or the financial performance is below the break-even point. This is the reason that we see some weakness in the valuation. And on the other hand, this is exactly where the upside and the growth will come from. The completion plan has been modified to fit the market development. The new plan foresees completion of 42,000 square meter this year, in addition to the 40,000 that we already completed, and 40,000 square meter next year. Those of you that remember, in 2012, we should have completed something like 100,000 square meter, but we pushed it further to 2013. In fact, by doing so, we increased the likelihood that this project will be completed within a reasonable time frame, and adjusted it to market demand and as well as to our strategy in terms of investment. The financial results, as you have been reported and as you have seen this quarter, basically had two main events that impacted them. The first one is the sale of Galeria Mokotów at an exceptional yield. This had impact on the profit this quarter and in the H1 2011, as well as impact on the cash, which is not visible in H1 because we got the cash only later on after the balance sheet date. The second is the slowdown in the real estate market, following which a revaluation loss of net 51.3 million was recognized. The valuation in Q2 was performed by independent valuers. Generally speaking, there was no change in yield. The main factors that drove the valuation were the rental rate and the ERV, the expected rental value. All in all, this 51 million, or if you wish, without the positive gain, it's about 80 million. We talk about 4% of the total investment property. That's as such, it's a significant number. However, if we consider the proportion to the total portfolio, that is not a big number. The contributors to the valuation: Galeria Mokotów with a plus 15 million, Platinum 4 with plus 7 million. On the other hand, we had negative valuations: Galeria Jurajska with about 15 million, Osiek, Star Zagora, and Arad with about 7 million each. And then Avenue Mall Zagreb and two other sites in Poland, Ortal and UBP2 with about 5 million each. In terms of the portfolio that we have, as mentioned, everything was bought using equity. Therefore, there's no risk regarding covenants. Generally speaking, all the loans are performing well. About 50% of the long-term liabilities will mature in 2017 and later. The other 50% are covered and well serviced, with the biggest amount that will mature next year, 20 million from the bonds, and 100 million euro in 2013. The loan portfolio is about 55% hedged, and the overall loan to value is moderate, around 54%. The average interest rate remained 5.5% per annum. The interest is serviced primarily by cash from operations. Some analysts raised concerns about the interest coverage ratio, but this is exactly where GTC's strength is visible. We have cash and we are able to sustain this ongoing stress test compared to some other companies. The sources that we have are varied, starting from sale of assets, as we demonstrated, continuing with raising finance for several projects. As we speak, we are negotiating a couple of loans. And generally speaking, we are able to monitor and to manage the cash. And we have plans to accelerate if the situation is improved. And we have plans to slow down if the situation continues or gets worse. The most important from our point of view is to be able to manage the process correctly. Because we have to admit that certain factors, we like macroeconomic, we cannot influence. We are able also to support development projects and ongoing underperforming projects. Again, a strength that not many companies can do nowadays. The income statement. The top line revenue shows an increase of 4 million from 61 to 65 in H1. That's about 5% increase, and it shows that the fundamentals in terms of increasing the rent and the performance are good and working well. However, we still book the net loss of 46 million, or 38, sorry, for H1. The recently completed assets, Stara Zagora, Osiek, Platinum 4, Yaroslava, did not contribute yet fully to the rent in H1, simply because either they were completed later in the half year, or their occupancy was not full and is improving. The amount that will be added to the rental revenue just from these projects, once they are fully operational and stabilized, is estimated at around 15 million euro, compared to the operating cash that we have, that's quite a significant amount. And again, it shows the potential growth in rent and occupancy. The margin from rental operation is 71% as a result of the low occupancy that is currently in the portfolio, but this is something that will improve with the economical improvement in the economic situation. The residential sales accounted for 10 million euro revenue. We focus on capitalizing or basically cashing out from the residential project and cash generation. The inventory is about 50 million euro, meaning that we anticipate that within the next 1.5 to 2 years, we will be able to cash out the inventory and reduce our exposure to residential activity, which is small anyway. This quarter, the income statement also reflects a tax income of 12 million euro. This is thanks to tax savings arising from Galeria Mokotov sale. I will comment on the cash flow. The cash flow from operation 28 million euro. We have the compared to that the cash flow from investment, which is 105 million euro. Given the adjusted completion schedule, we expect to invest around 200 million this year and in the next 2 years, each of the next 2 years. Part of the money that was already invested, around 100 million, so the remaining investment can come from cash and or refinance and the construction loans. Obviously, as I mentioned, if the situation will deteriorate, we are able to slow down investment, but we hope that the situation will improve and then we will accelerate, and we have the capacity to do so as well. Basically, that's the review this quarter. If anyone has questions, we will be glad to answer.
Operator, we are ready to take the questions.
Thank you, madam. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. To cancel your question, please press the hash or pound key. Once again, that's star 1 to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. There will be a short silence while participants register for questions. Our first question comes from the line of Igor Muller. Please announce the company name and go ahead with your question.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Igor Muller from Wood & Company. I would like to ask basically back to what you said about the need to inject 150 million euros to the ongoing project because of the of participating parties. Did not deliver the cash. That kind of excludes my question, which was about what will you do with the 100 million that you will receive as a settlement from the sale of Galeria Mokotow. I was planning to ask whether you have any thoughts about share buyback or any other activity like this. Thank you.
Igor, I would explain again because your observation is wrong. The 150 million euro that I mentioned was already invested in the different projects of GTC. As I mentioned, we had to inject more equity than we anticipated due to the fact that we did not lease many of them according to the schedule agreed with the banks. So we had to support. This is all history. So the 110 million euro that we got is available.
Okay, then even better. And what are you planning to do with this?
Basically, to cover the investment plan that we presented, as well as the ongoing project.
Okay. I think that is it for me. Thank you.
Once again, that's star one to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. And our next question comes from the line of Christopher Fremantle. Please announce the company name and go ahead with your question.
Hello, good afternoon. It's Chris Fremantle from Morgan Stanley. I have just a couple of details I wanted to ask about. Can you just specify in your expenses line how big the impact of the Galleria Mokotów sale was? It looks as though there's a lumpy item in the Q2 figure. That's the first question. The second question, can you tell me what the underlying like-for-like capital growth is in your Polish assets, in the stabilized Polish assets, not the developments, but the investment portfolio, if you like, what the capital growth was in the first half? And then thirdly, could you give a little bit more detail about the loans that you say you're in the process of negotiating? Are they radically different in terms to the loans that you currently have outstanding? Any more color that you can give on the terms you're being offered would be helpful. Thank you.
Okay. First, we start with the Galeria Mokotów. The impact, the one-off impact that we had this quarter is the amount of 4 million euro in G&A, and this relates to the transaction cost. That was a big transaction. And going forward, the impact of Galeria Mokotów on P&L on annual basis is plus 6 million in the bottom line. So, from Q3 or half of Q3 or Q4, we will not see this impact. I mean, 1.5 million will be missing in terms of net profit. In terms of the like-for-like capital growth on the existing portfolio, basically, if you sum up everything, there was no material change. There were some big contributors, negative and positive, but especially I understand your question referred to Poland. Over there, there was no change in yield, and in the project that there was no change in rent. Also, we did not see material change in value. The only change that we saw is from the completion of Platinum 4, which contributed 7 million. And Galeria Jurajska, on the other hand, which contributed minus 15 million. In terms of the loans that we negotiate now, the structure of the loans, the amounts, is roughly the same as we had in the last 12 months. No change from the bank's approach, meaning that loan to value is around 60%, DSCR around 115 to 120%. The margin in Poland is around 2%, out of Poland 3 to 3.5%.
Thank you very much. It's very helpful.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Peter Bartek. Please announce the company name and go ahead with your question.
Good afternoon. Peter Bartek from Erste Group. Question to the CAPEX plans for next 2 years. This 200 million or does it include the 100 million spent in the first half, or is it for future spending? And one more question to Osijek, if you can tell us how much revenues it contributed to the second quarter rental income. Thank you.
Yes, the 200 million includes the 100 million invested so far. So by the end of the year, it will be maximum another 100 million. and the contribution of OCEC was marginal here because of the rent-free period and the fact that shopping center was not fully occupied and operating in the first few months.
Many anchors actually open in June, so
yeah. So basically the most of the income will come in H2.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Nikita Yohal. Please announce the company name and go ahead with your question.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Nikita Yohal from AMP Capital. I just had a quick question on your comment that supply in Poland will be further restricted because of bank financing scarcity. Could you just comment on how this would affect your pipeline and how much of your future pipeline is fully funded? And also, do you expect demand in Poland to continue to be strong enough for leasing your new developments? Because you've also commented that you've seen no improvement in rental values, etc., for your existing Polish portfolio. So does that suggest that market rents aren't really going anywhere in Poland?
My comment was more related to the expectations of the market for future supply, which was based on improvement in the market, and our feeling is we don't feel it yet that it will be quite difficult for many particularly large size projects like downtown 40,000-50,000 square meters plus towers,
okay,
which takes 3-4 years to develop, quite, yeah, difficult to obtain financing, and those towers consist quite a big portion of future expected supply in the market, because the plans were announced and certain assumptions were taken by real estate analysts. So
okay,
my point was that this supply may not materialize, which,
okay,
will in a way stabilize the market. And as far as our ability to get financing is concerned, in much worse time in 2009 we were able to secure financing, so we do not expect problems in getting financing in Poland, and also in more difficult markets such as Serbia, we are able to secure financing, and actually we have two term sheets for two of our projects there.
Okay, so but in terms of the proportion of the total pipeline that you have, how much of it already has funding in place?
We have most of it, so basically the issue is not to secure the bank loans. These are available. This,
okay,
is more to fulfill the pre-leasing conditions, and this depends on the market demand. So the obtaining loans by GTC today is not a problem.
Okay.
I would like to add to that. In a way, it's even an advantage to GTC because the banks are not lending easily and they are much more careful. So they are checking the project inside out, and they are checking the history of the developer. So in a way, it's an advantage to GTC. The minus, of course, is what Eric said, is whether there is leasing can be achieved, and this is a key consideration for us in each and every project.
Okay, but because the supply is, you know, the future supply is likely to be restricted by the bank lending, shouldn't this be a positive for leasing? And I mean, I guess that was the second part of my question in terms of what you expect for demand on the space that you're building out in coming years. And also whether, you know, the fact that valuations on your existing portfolio haven't gone up from the rental perspective, whether that's an indication that leasing is going to be tougher going forward.
Our new projects, which we are going to start or that just started, are in locations which for us are clearly to be successful, such as Central Bucharest, such as two malls in Warsaw, such as another mall in
Belgrade,
which has only two malls as of now, two large malls. And also our projects are medium size and phased. So this is the kind of product which banks like.
Okay. And how much of the projects that are coming up are pre-leased? What percentage?
Well, Platinum, for example, Platinum 5 is leased around 60%. Arat, which is to be open in September, it's 94% leased. Let me show you. Burgas is around 45 or 50% pre-let. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
Okenchi is coming close to 50 if we consider both signed leases and LOIs. And other projects which you see on the list for completion in 2013, we'll also look for some kind of pre-let before they really start, except maybe for Platinum, where we are confident that with the 70% in occupancy in building number 5, we will start number 6.
Okay. All right. That's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sir, we appear to have no further questions at this time. I'll hand the conference back to you.
Thank you very much, everyone. I will talk to you in the next 3 months.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.